here at 53. It's getting cooler this evening, which has been pretty brisk. Tonight, mostly clear skies with some heavy wind in and throughout the evening. Lows in the 40s for the next 5 to 6 days. It's looking pretty clear. Sunny skies, highs in the 60s, mostly clear at night, lows into the 40s. For you boaters, no major advisory in effect this evening. And there's nothing for me major to issue for tomorrow. With that said, my next show with you guys is Wake the Bear. I hope you enjoy the show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your host, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers. All right, what a night. Ooh. I am looking forward to the things we're going to be talking about tonight.
Another great night, another great show. Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, this is Thanksgiving week.
Oh, yes, I know. I have the week off. It's awesome.
Short week, long weekend, and lots of family food and appreciation.
Absolutely. Actually, hey, you'll never guess what happened today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had
one
the week.
One of those days off.
Okay, come on. Tell me what's going on.
So I was out kite surfing at Waddell, and after I'm in the parking lot with this guy, and I'm talking, and he says a phrase that I'm thinking maybe we're on the same wavelength. So I kind of give him one of these Wake the Bear radio cards. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he sees it and we're talking for a while. And then I go back to my car. And then he comes over to my car and I roll down my window and he's like, man, you got to cover vaccines and vaccine mandates. So I'm like, well, we have. Why?
You got to listen to Wake the Bear.
Exactly. And so he says, because I was totally for vaccines. I got the first one. And then I got myocarditis right from it. Mm-hmm. He says, I was like a pulmonary machine. I was a pilot at excellent health. And wow. As soon as I took that thing, boom, I came down with that. I went to a cardiologist in Stanford. And anyway, he goes on and gives me a list of other friends that have had some really bad effects, a couple strokes on one, things like that. So it was a very interesting conversation, to say the least.
I think we should have a whole show dedicated to survivors that have gone through the vaccines and have got injured. I think that's coming up soon.
Yeah, local ones.
Yeah, local people that we know. Yeah.
That would be cool. So what happened this week?
Well, man, what a turbulent week we've had, have we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in the news. The Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and interview last night on with Tucker Carlson. That's shaking the nation, right? Both
Absolutely.
Of those things.
I was there. I mean, I was just the whole the final, you know, verdict. I mean, I was on the edge for him. I was so nervous, like, well, what are they going to say, you know? And boy, I could totally see how he was just, I mean, so much stress that kid was under, you know, and that fifth one, they said, you know, innocent, not guilty.
Wow.
And you could just see him collapse. I'm just like, wow. That was just, I don't know, it just kind of really shook me a bit.
Yeah, I mean, really, what it was, they weren't really after it, Kyle. They were after our ability to defend ourselves. Yeah. Which is one of the first rights. So that's
Now there might be something else going on there too. I've read a few places that this and also the Wisconsin parade massacre, which it was,
right.
That there might be a distraction element from what's going on with the Ghislaine Maxwell and the whole trial that's coming up. You know, her jury has been chosen, and it's one of those, it could be too, a look here, don't look there. And we were looking at Kyle. I mean, my heart broke for him. I'm hoping he wasn't just a crisis actor. I'm hoping we're not getting the hook put in us and that we're getting gaffed. You know, honestly, my heart was compassionate for him, but it's really, really difficult to discern when we're being fed stuff and when stuff is real.
Yeah. I think he was probably manipulated a little bit. That's but you know, with Glycine, I mean, that it's been like 3 years. I've seen pictures of, you know, Virginia Roberts, or no, Virginia, is it Roberts is her last name? I can't remember. She was with Prince Andrew and, you know, as a kid and stuff. I mean, this is kind of old news from the boards, and now it's finally coming. And they said it would. They said it's, but, you know, when you're dealing with powerful people, it just takes a while to get things moving. So the 29th, it starts the trial.
Yeah, let's just hope she doesn't suicide herself. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Epstein did not kill himself.
No.
That's right.
I mean, we'd like to see justice come out. That is the frustration right now with all of us, is that we sit and watch on the edge of our seats, and then suddenly we don't have the witness anymore.
Yeah,
I think the Wisconsin parade, I mean, that whole, that was really brutal.
Oh, horrific.
I mean, just, I can't, really bug, you know.
Yeah, can I just say a prayer right now?
Yeah, go for
it. Father, we just ask that you touch those family members, those friends, that city where this occurred. And we're just asking that your mercy and your peace be poured out, and that justice comes. But first, the comfort and the peace in the family. Lord, this is a family week with Thanksgiving, and we're just asking for an extra measure of mercy.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Good prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So what is this possible distraction from, and what are the things that we should be keeping our eyes on?
Well, I would say that we need to just keep our eyes on the ball. A lot of these the media is they are masters at twisting things and redirecting attention, and the whole flow of media, the whole, you know, what people are focusing on. We need to keep our eyes on the ball of the audits. We need to keep, I mean, Maricopa, Georgia, Michigan, these places may decertify. We need to be paying attention, because that's really what we need to push the media to focus on. And, you know, and then, of course, the Maxwell trial, I think, is also probably one that, too bad that it's, you know, it's a federal trial, so there's no video in the trial, which would give us a bunch more information, which would be great for people to know what's going on, or what happened. But it's just basically sketches and reports. But I hope it's not sketchy reports, right? Because that's the part with the media that we have a problem with.
Absolutely.
So,
Seth Rich came up, too. I mean, that name's, you know, that one goes back a ways, too. It's like, how did this guy all of a sudden get killed? You know, there's a lot of speculation that he was the leak to the DNC and not a Russian thing, which obviously it's showing. And I think Trump's talking to Pulitzer, saying you need to pull your Pulitzer Surprise from those. You know, you gave those awards to investigative journalism, and now it's being showed with the Durham investigation that this is just a bunch of BS. And you were a part of it, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, all those prizes, Hollywood, the Globe Awards, and the Golden Globe, and I mean, they're all manipulative prizes to get us to watch or to listen to or to read certain material.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think really, you know, the main focus here at Wake the Bear Radio is that we would really help people question the narrative, that don't just believe the mainstream, the big six, you know, corporate media that controls 95% of what you're seeing, and they're buying up Fox now, and it's like six mega corporations, and they're all very left-leaning relationships with the DNC, Big Pharma, all of these large corporations. So we really want you to be paying attention and asking questions, and don't be careful to not just believe what you hear right off the bat.
Well, this week is a special week. We have Thanksgiving, and then what happens on Friday? We have Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
And
Thanksgiving, just to let you know, remind us, Thanksgiving is actually, it's 1621 in Plymouth was the first Thanksgiving. So it's the 400th anniversary of the very first Thanksgiving. So
very
it's
special.
Significant. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we want to be giving thanks. We want to be, even though we're talking about crazy stuff, and even though there's things that we need to be concerned about, we are at peace because we know who's on the throne. And we know ultimately we win when we're on the side of justice and righteousness and peace. So, you know, I think of, you know, the passage in Scripture says whatever is excellent, whatever is worthy. If there's anything praiseworthy, think on such things. So even though we're acknowledging there are giants in the land, we are acknowledging our God is bigger, and he will conquer those giants.
That's right.
And before our Constitution, the people came to Plymouth looking for that religious freedom, looking for the freedom of speech, looking for the things that our nation stands for.
Yep.
Why, you think they were censored over there? I wonder. So, tonight's topic.
Yeah, so let's get into tonight's
topic. Let's talk about it. What is it?
Yeah, we are doing Saving Main Street, and this is a subject that I wanted to champion. We are really wanting to notice what has been going on in our economy, what has been going on with our people here in the COVID. We know that we've seen a lot of storefronts shut down, and we are wanting to go ahead and give them an opportunity to share their experiences tonight. We're going to have some people call in. We're going to invite vendors and shop owners to call in. And also help us as listeners to know what can we do to help you out this season, this shopping season, as we get ready for the holidays. Because these people are our neighbors, and we love them, and we want to support them. And so this week I went out and interviewed 16 different stores and asked them some key questions and invited them to call in. And so if they do during our 8:30 call-in time, then we'll be able to hear their voices in person. If they don't, we still want to champion what they said.
Yeah, please call in at 8:30. We'd love to champion you guys. We'd love to champion local business. What we're recognizing right now is that Main Street, okay, like Pacific Avenue, the main street of little towns of America, the main street right now is under attack. And this is a fight to save the heart of the American economy and the heart of America, because 80% of America is small business. What makes America robust is the middle class. And what's under attack right now is the middle class and small business, whether designed to do that or a very bad, you know, a consequence of it, it's happening. And so I personally believe it's designed. It was designed to actually damage America. So what I was one of the quotes, I actually was looking through some stuff this week, and I got a quote from Robert Kennedy Jr. You guys are probably familiar with him. He got expelled from Instagram because of what they call vaccine information. Instagram, Facebook, basically anything that they disagree with, they ban people. And he just said, you know, why do they call this vaccine information? The stuff that he talks about, they're using a euphemism, which basically says anything that departs from the official government policy and pharmaceutical industry profit-taking. It's nothing to do with true or false. It has only to do with the political implications of what's being said. So these big corporations, the Gates, Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin from Google, they're all these titans of the internet, and they are censoring people, and they've been censoring him a ton. But what he basically says is this, and this is what I think really highlights tonight. They have engineered not only the destruction of our democracy and our civil rights, but they have engineered the biggest shift in wealth in human history. $3.8 trillion from the working people of America to a handful of billionaires, many of them from Silicon Valley. This pandemic has impoverished the world and created 500 new billionaires. And those are the people who are strip mining our economy and making themselves rich off of this engineered event. And so I agree with that. I think that's exactly what's going on. It's sad because people are continually motivated by greed. And what's happening is that it's not really a free market. What's happening is these people are controlling and manipulating the market, and they're putting their finger on the balance scales and to make themselves rich, and they're impoverishing middle America while that happens. Man.
You know, there's a verse that addresses that. It's Isaiah 5:8. It says, "Woe to them who join house to house, that lay field to field, till there is no place that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth." And, so I went through some commentaries just to see exactly what it meant. And when it was saying house to house, it's like buying the house, the next door, the next door, the next door. And so they are expanding to the point where they even lay empty, and then field to field to field till there is no more, meaning there's no more in the land. They have, and they literally have pushed other people out. They own so much. You know, there's a point where enough's enough, you know, and anything more, you really start really harming your fellow neighbor. And so anyway, that's just one of several verses. You know, scripture's always right.
Well, another verse is woe to those who use unjust scales.
You know?
And that's basically saying who unbalanced, that's how they would test the weight of something, and then they would actually, and basically it's making it improper for how people trade. And you're controlling the trade, and you're getting the benefit. And so, and that's another.
You saw that in the last year with COVID, right? These poor small shops, a lot of them had to shut down, but the big box stores got to remain open, right. And they even have more people. So it's like, go figure.
The PP loans, the corporations that needed it the most, the small corporations, didn't have the manpower to get a PP loan in, but the big corporations are getting money they don't even need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about, Brandon, I think, when we were talking earlier, about what happens to a community when a big box store comes into town. There are some very specific changes that Main Street, which is middle America, you know, it's the small business, it's the middle class, it's the neighbor that has a great entrepreneurial idea and goes after it. What happens when that big box store, Costco, opens up next door to the mom and pop store?
Yeah, they basically can price cut below everybody else. They get all the people to go to them, and then the mom and pop stores, they can't compete, and then they lose out. And now, Costco is an American company, so I'm happy about that. So I would say buy American and buy locally. You know, that may change the way you purchase. You know, and do the best you can to like buy American and buy locally. So you've got that, but you know, a big box store like Costco or Target, some of these other corporations, basically they make it so it's impossible for the smaller businesses to compete with the prices. So we have to like say, hey, I'm going to purposely go over here. I might pay a little bit more, or maybe not. I'll pay maybe less than certain things, but I'm going to start with the people that are in my community.
Mm. You know, the largest box store is a big box store is Walmart. They say 1% of all jobs in America are tied to Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I know they have a bigger economy than some countries do. Their GOP is amazing.
Now, they may have employed a lot of people, but it was at the cost of even more. I mean, I was just reading what they did in Chicago, the west side of Chicago. And, you know, when the Walmart opened their doors, 82 local stores went out of business.
Oh my goodness.
Could see it was a direct result because you asked those stores, why are you closing after 25 years? Well, because, you know, Walmart's down there and they can sell it for 40% cheaper because they buy massive amounts. So there's an uneven scale,
like you said,
or unbalanced, and to where they can't compete. And, you know, and I see that. You know, I've been tempted to go to the big box stores because it's cheaper. Now, if it's a big, huge purchase, I might do that. But anything is small, for sure, I will just go out of my way to go to the small one. And that's, you know, I'm starting to wake up in that area a lot more the last several years.
Well, and you can't do it 100%, obviously. I mean, you could, but it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of discipline. And what we're asking people this Christmas, this shopping season, is to just, if you're buying 30 gifts this season, buy 10 of them from local. Like, try to find a way to buy your gifts. Go to the local stores first and see what they have, you know? And then, you know, if you can't get it, fine. That's where, you know, but, you know, try to buy local, try to buy American.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you are a local store and you have some things that you want us to help you get the word out tonight, call in at 830 at 831-479-1080. That is 479-1080 here at KSCO.
Yeah, we definitely would love to hear from you.
Yeah. You know, do you know that half of every dollar that goes online through online goes to Amazon?
Yes, or through them, yeah.
Yeah, through them. So literally, Amazon has a stranglehold on the free market because they have the system so well done. And, you know, one of my friends, a pastor friend of mine today, goes, "Well, I really still believe in the free market system," and I believe, you know, and he was explaining. And I said, "Yeah, well, I do too. The problem is this actually hinders the free market system because they control the distribution, and if you're controlling the distribution locally with local businesses, you're stopping distribution, and then pushing all that traffic to a company that controls the distribution. That's not the free market society. You're not getting a chance for those smaller businesses to compete, and that's what we're talking about. I'm for the free market, but I'm against trust. Like, I want to see some antitrust laws that kind of break up some of these people that are. I mean, you said that, Chris. You're like, what the heck happened to antitrust laws?
Yeah, I mean, it made me have to look and do a little bit of research. But part of the problem is our antitrust laws were written back in the '60s. And we've come a long way, baby, in our corporations, but our laws have not caught up. And then things get caught up. The Department of Justice, for the most part, if it's an American antitrust law that's being a merger that's being challenged, then the DOJ has to take it up. And there's a lot of pushback from corporations. They can stall. They use their tactics. They've got appeal processes, and you can challenge an antitrust situation in the courtroom. And there are cases that have been going on for 18 and 19 years that have not seen a resolve or had the fees of those that have broken the law. They have penalties that they haven't paid yet. Most of those penalties are in the hundreds of millions or billions of dollars against the big corporates like Facebook and Amazon and Google. Google definitely has a market because the way they do things is they drive things into their own advertisers. They get to set up who the hits are going to be when you go on Google. You're not getting an open free market, free source out there. They're censoring the first 10 or 15 hits, right, that you, if you go to a subject matter, they're going to make sure that you are seeing what they want you to see. And I guarantee it's going to profit them instead of a small business.
And that's consolidation of power. That's what we've been talking about. You know, that phrase, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I want you to continue with that, Chris, but I wanted to just point that out, that's what's actually going on, is consolidation of power and distribution. And that needs to be broken up. I mean, that's an issue.
Yeah, and when you are, you're trying to figure out in the big stores, you know, you want to buy, and you're on a budget, everybody's on a budget this holiday season, you want to ask a few questions as you're looking for things. Is it a free trade item? You know, who was at the other end of the factory that made this? Was this slave labor?
Was
this just cheap labor? I mean, maybe it was less expensive labor. There are free markets that have less expensive labor, but there are places where prisoners, political prisoners or religious minority prisoners, are making the items that you might be using. And so check the labels. China is notorious for human abuse. Mm-hmm. And the human trafficking, human slavery, it's going on right now. I read an article that in 2018 there were 260 new detainment facilities in China that were being used for factory workers because they were not part of the political system. They didn't have the social credit points. They were minority religious people. So they are using this cheap labor, and you want to be aware of it. You are, as a consumer, you are responsible for what you buy. You empower what you invest in. So you want to know. And one of the sources that you can do is you can look at the company that you're buying from and find out who the investors are and where it was made. Hmm.
Yeah, I would say, you know, especially made in China. I mean, let's find stuff that's made in America. Find out where it's been made. You know, unfortunately, that's the reality with China, is that they have the largest slave labor force in the world. And because of the political prisoners, they have additional slave labor force, and they actually have factories in the middle of these concentration camps, basically, and these people are forced labor for them. And this is a very interesting thing. China still has a trade status with a favorable trade status with the United States. And I think to myself, I know so many people out there are like claiming how bad, you know, slavery was back in the early days of America, it's bad. But they still buying from China. We're still like not putting pressure on our people, our officials to give a non-favorable trade status with China. We're basically tied up with them so much that we're actually empowering modern day slavery.
Can I just call out a few companies that we love? These are companies we might love their products, that are using slave labor. This is through validated sources in products that we consume every day. So Dell Computers, Apple, Nike, Sony, HP, BMW, Gap, Abercrombie and Fitch, Calvin Klein, L.L. Bean, Lacoste, and Adidas are all well-known companies that use not just cheap labor, but slave labor?
I would have to say to the defense of that, that I you know, because I've been over to China a bunch of times, I've never seen that. I would say inexpensive labor. It could be third party. I know that they do, company I work with, they do have a thing that we're to report anything that's questionable and that we report, and we've actually had to put a lot of what we have here in the States. But I think the thing that works against us in the States is that we have so many benefits and so many mm-hmm. extras that you can't make anything cheap anymore or inexpensively anymore because, you know, oh, I need to have my 2 weeks paid vacation. I need to have my benefits. I need to have this, this, and this. And they push so hard for that.
Entitlement.
And then what happens to the big companies? They just say, well, I'll just go somewhere else. I can make it. I don't need to pay all that. So, yeah, that's some interesting things. You know, I wanted to come to the heart of the issue before we start taking callers. But, you know, the heart of the issue is that centralization, mm-hmm. you know, we're always in a flux. We go from a decentralization, but then as we centralize, we begin to get more efficient.
Efficient,
and that's
yeah.
that's the we're more efficient until we're no longer efficient.
Right.
That's the thing. So what happens is it starts to get so big, it weighs itself down. But what happens is power gets concentrated. And every single time, if you look through history, every single time when you have concentrated power, it corrupts people. People
right.
just, you know, there's two worldviews out there, right? There's a worldview that says people are inherently good. And there's another worldview that says that people are not. When they're left to their own devices, no one's watching, they are self-pleasing and self-satisfying, mm-hmm. and they look after themselves first. You know, a lot of times people walk an old person across the road because it makes them feel good, not because it's necessarily the right thing or someone may see. And so you see that time and time again. And in the past, we've had countries like, say, the Egyptians, right? They are the ruling class of the world. Mm-hmm. But there's always another country far away where they're building up. And next thing you know, they get taken over by, like, the Greeks. And the Greeks get taken over by the Romans. But now we have multinational corporations and multinationalism where there is no other country. This is the last one. And if it gets to be – and what did you say a couple of weeks ago, Brandon? We had 50 companies that independent companies that are in charge of media, and now we're down to 6.
Yeah.
And that's going to get down. You know that's going to eventually yeah. whittle down. And who's going to take the number one down?
Yeah, that's called the illusion of choice. It was an article that was put out in 2012 by Frugal Dad, and it basically shows how the illusion of choice, you actually don't have a lot of choice when it comes to the media because they all own each other. And basically 6 major corporations, mega corporations, controlled 95% of what you see. And so there's, you know, we're being fed lies. That's one of the reasons why I think we exist. But, I, you know, going back to China real quick, I just want to say, you know, that Joshua Phillips and Steve Bannon did a whole expose on China from top to bottom. And it basically, Steve Bannon says, this is the only fight that matters because the nations of the earth have made themselves wealthy off of the backs of China's slave labor. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But he goes through the whole thing, explains how it all works. And it was very convincing. I would say it's pretty darn accurate. But it's interesting. There's actually a scripture and says, "Woe to you, mystery Babylon!" In the Book of Revelations, it says, "For by your prostitution, all the merchants of the world were made rich." Now, so I don't know if China's mystery Babylon. I think it's actually a world system. But the current world world system is utilizing China. All the nations making themselves rich off the backs of this slave labor. And I think it just needs to be exposed.
Yeah, and I know about a year and a half ago, Mike Pompeo, when he was Secretary of State, spoke to the governors of the United States, and he addressed them. He said, he was very direct with them, and he said, "Some of you, and we know who you are in the pockets of the CCP, the Communist Chinese government." And so it was very clear that he was sending a message that we have politicians that look like they're for us, but they're actually working for a foreign government.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember that video, and I don't know if he said, like, many in the room, and he started pointing, or he was saying, but many in the room are on that list.
On that list.
You'd be surprised of who you are.
Well, you can find that list online.
I've actually heard, now this is what I've heard from Lynn Wood, which, you know, he's in the news right now. He said that majority of the Democratic Party and a good portion of the Republican Party have also been bought out. by China. And he says, to the tune of $4 billion a person. And China has that money to do that. So that's something he's a defamation lawyer. He has no real reason to lie about that. And he could be sued over it, but unless it's true, in which case no one wants to sue him because he knows the defamation laws, that it'll go into discovery and it will expose them. So I think that's even one of the reasons why last night on Tucker Carlson, they attacked Lynn Wood, is because there's some powerful people that want him attacked.
So the question isn't just who's ruling our country, it's who owns us. And quite a few people in our government are owned by corporations.
Yes.
I mean, the CCP, I think, is actually, there's a financial basis behind them too.
Yeah, and real quick, I want to say there's a couple places in scripture where it talks about taking a bribe. Where you're taking a bribe and then your purposes are diluted, and that's what we're against, and that's what needs to be exposed, and we believe it will be. So hey, it's 479-1080. People are calling in. We're so glad you're about to call in. We'd love to talk to you. It's now 8:36.
Yeah, and we want to shift from China to our local merchants.
Okay, well, I think I recognize this name. It's James, and he is our caller. So James, you are on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello, Greg. I just unmuted.
Okay.
I'd like to make a couple observations. You know, about the middle class's destruction, that's been going on for more than 40 years. And Catherine Austin Fitz recently did a presentation on it. It's quite excellent. All this stuff is engineered. Now, I love Mr. Kennedy, particularly reports that he has shared recently with Mike Adams and James Corbett. Now, I was living in Europe for 9 weeks in 1986. Every block had everything the community needed. And 100 years ago, what do you think Walmart stood for?
I don't know. Tell us.
Made in America.
Yep. Wow.
I didn't know that. Okay, the true destruction of the United States started in the mid-70s. And if you look into the Council on Foreign Relations, which has 1,800 members now, Reagan may have gotten on Jimmy Carter's case for having 17 council members of the Foreign Relations, but Reagan had 78. So what a lot of the public may not be aware of is by 1911, Rockefeller was above the U.S. Supreme Court. The recent Cox Committee in U.S. Congress between 1952 and 1955 did studies on the foundations, which is the one ring that actually controls the three branches of U.S. government. I guess I'll say one more thing. You know, USA became USA Incorporated by the Organics Act of 1871 that also created corporate personhoods.
Wasn't that
and
the Buck Act?
One comment about China.
That was the Buck Act.
Bill Gates has over 17,000 businesses in China. Thank you.
Wow. Hey James, thank you very much.
James,
I appreciate it.
Was that the Buck Act that you were referring to?
The Organics Act of February 23rd, 1871.
Okay, your microphone's going in and out, and you're losing the last part of every sentence. So
I got the 1871. Yeah. Hey, thanks, James.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling in.
Good stuff. Yeah, I would say.
Okay. Very welcome.
Thank you, James. So, I would encourage every listener to look up the Council on Foreign Affairs, look up the United Nations, UN 2030, Agenda 2030. All of these things are meant to devalue America's place in the world and bring forth a globalism, not nationalism. So, yep. We got another caller? Let's call.
Yep. We have Patty. Patty, you are on the air.
Hey, thank you. This is Patty Clark. I'm with Clark Fox and Company. Some of you guys might know me.
Awesome.
And so local business in Scotts Valley. And, you know, one of the things I think we forget about when buying local, you're not just giving the money to the people who own the store. In my case, 99% of what I sell belongs to somebody else. So I'm benefiting, the people the items belong to are benefiting, they are green because they are being recycled. I pay employees and FedEx and UPS, and it just goes on and on when you're doing local.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you're selling, and I'd love to just hear a little bit more about that.
Awesome. Well, so we are like a real auction house. It's not quite like eBay, but because it's a live auction. So our next auction is going to be December 12th, and we have a bunch of really super cool Day of the Dead stuff, really like vintage Mexican pottery and decorations and like the old school, super cool. And, of course, we always have Native American jewelry, and we have Native American baskets, like from the 1800s. And so we always have, like, bling and collectibles and some furniture, and it all belongs to somebody. They bring it to us, and we sell it for them. So,
hey, Kathy, do you have a brick and mortar, or do you actually have a storefront in Scotts Valley?
Storefront, like you would just walk in and look around? Yes, we can, but it's sold first at auction. So if you see us a couple of days after an auction and something didn't sell, we could sell it to you. But what we do is if your parents pass away or if you have some things that you no longer want, you bring them to us. We put them up on the worldwide market and sell them for you.
Great. Do you have like a website that people could peruse or find out about the dates of your auction? I know you said December 12th is the next one.
Yes. And I hope to have this auction up by Friday. So it's clarkauctions.com. So it's Clark with an S, auction with an S, .com. And yeah, people... You know, it's a good way to, I always tell people, go, they say, I have too much stuff. And I said, and then they come in and say, oh, I really want to buy that. And I said, well, buy some, sell some.
Perfect. Hey, you know what? We will put you on our show notes, especially since you called, as an appreciation. If you go to wakethebearradio.com, you can get one of our emails and just email us even more information. And I'd like to put it on the show notes. I usually put it on within 24 hours. I'd love to put your... So, yeah,
thank
just wakethebearradio.com.
And that's true about any vendor, any storefront, any of our merchants in town. If you want to email, just email us, and we will let our listeners know what you've got this holiday season.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Patty. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, that's wakethebearradio.com.
Love you guys' show. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Patty. So glad you called.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Got another one?
No, not yet. So, hey, the lines are open. Call us at 479-1080. It's KSCO, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that was Patty at clarksauctions.com.
That's
clarksauctions.com.
Right. Yes. So, Brandon, if you wanted to go to a hardware store, I know you're doing some remodeling, and didn't want to go to a big box store in our county. What are the alternatives that you might choose in Santa Cruz County for construction supplies or even presents? Like, we know that you like the expensive toys at Christmas time. That's right. Even if Gavin Newsom is trying to outlaw the small engines.
Oh, my gosh.
Where would you go?
I would go to Scarborough. Our Ace, both of those are locally owned. One's in Felton, one's in Scotts Valley. Both of those are great businesses, and the people that help you on the aisle, they're really great. I would go to one of those.
Yeah, they've also got one in Ben Lomond, and they've got one on River Street in Santa Cruz.
Okay, so that's a local business.
Yeah, I go there all the time. You know, and it comes down to, I mean, I actually save because since there are more little smaller ones, they're usually closer to a lot of people. And, you know, if you think, oh, I'm going to save $5 by going to a big box store, but then you spend another 20 minutes in driving, 10 minutes more each way, I mean, that adds up besides your time, you know, gas and all that. So there's really a lot of things. And what I found is even on certain items, the prices are the same.
Yeah, they are the same. And in fact, sometimes they actually have better selection. Right now there's a resin shortage going on because of Louisiana, the storms. And I found out that I had to go to three different places to get plumbing supplies. And the plumbing supplies I needed, like Home Depot didn't even have them. Yeah, I went to Ferguson. I went to Slakey Brothers. I went to a couple of these local places and with people that I actually knew behind the counter and helped me buy the supplies. And they actually, between the two or three of them, I actually got all the supplies I needed because they together they had the inventory. So sometimes sometimes the local shops actually still have inventory that the big shops have sold out of because of their normal they're getting so much business. So that I would encourage you to check them out. Check out the local stores.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I know that Main Street has changed in Santa Cruz. I went out yesterday, and a few of the local surf supply shops, I stopped in Rip Curl. I stopped in O'Neill's, Pacific Wave, and they have a sister store called Realm down on the Pacific Avenue. And I was in O'Neill's and was just trying to ferret out what Black Friday sales are you doing? And O'Neill said, we're not doing a Black Friday sale. We are in recovery. And that just shocked me. And the young man who I was speaking with, he looked across the street. You know where the theater is, right across from O'Neill's on Pack Ave. And he said, that was closed for a year. Wow. And now it's reopened because it was sold, but it was shut down for a full year. And he said, all over that side of the street, there are closures. He said, the Buttery is closed. And I could tell it was his favorite, so he was really mourning that. And he said, Pete's Coffee is closed. And so there is a real toll that last year, the last year and a half, has taken on our community. And as I walked, you know, I haven't been down to Pack Ave for a long time. Mm-hmm. When I walked down there, I was there were some stores that were so bright and cheery, and then there were others that were just boarded up, and it was a big contrast. So those guys that are down there and they are open, I'm telling you, they are heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
for
are
sure.
putting their money where their mouth is. They are putting it all on the line. They're not taking their toys and going home. They are going all out. So if we can support them, Pack Wave's going to have a sidewalk sale on Black Friday, and all of downtown it's called Downtown Santa Cruz by Santa Cruz, Shop Santa Cruz is the actual Saturday. Event, and they're getting as many merchants as they can to put a sidewalk sale out to enhance a Black Friday weekend. So the Saturday should have a lot of things outside the stores, and so we're hoping there'll be great weather and that many will turn out for those sidewalk sales at Shop Santa Cruz this Saturday.
Come on.
For our local merchants. And many of them will have Black Friday sales, so check them out. I know the sock shop, which is one of my favorite. They've got some amazing shoes. They're having a big Black Friday sale, and some of the smaller ones. There was just a sweet store that had only been open for 3 days, named Elliot, and it was run by a lady who also owns around the corner at. On Locust Street, she owns Shilshall, which is both a warehouse manufacturing and it's a store. And they have they make their purses and their leather goods at Shilshall. They have a brick and mortar there on Locust, but they're also going into apparel, jewelry, and gifts at Elliott. So I just want to encourage you to go out. And Helena was the manager there that you do frequent their store and support our local merchants.
That's, you know, really there's good. You've heard it said, love thy neighbor, right? It's one of the great commandments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that comes into many different forms. And, you know, I learned from my wife. My wife's got wisdom beyond my years, for sure. And, you know, we had like a gardener, and he had gone through some hard times, lost a brother and things like that. And, you know, I'm the cheap guy. I'm like cheapskate, right? I'll mow my own lawn and stuff like that. And she's like, you know, he really needs it, though. And he's trying to do a business. And I want you to stay with him. And so we have for years had a gardener. And I could do all those things. And I'm the type that does. I work on my own cars, you know, remodel my own house, all those things. And but you know, it, I could see it now that that is loving your neighbor. Mm. That is saying, you know what, that person needs it. And yes, you know, yeah, you're paying some money, but you know what, that's part of loving. And so especially Christians out there, you know, that's one of the things that Jesus told us: love your neighbor, you know, as yourself. And what is some of the most important things for people? It's, you know, where's your next meal coming? You know, the mortgage. And that's mm-hmm. very important for a lot of people. And it's not just to say, hey, you look nice today and make them feel good. I mean, these are important things. So, you know, if you love your neighbor, just think of them during this time.
Yeah, think of your neighbor too. I mean, you said the phrase heroes. And I would have to reiterate that. If you're a local business and you've stayed in business, yeah, I mean, that's some miraculous help you've probably received. You've probably seen miracles happen for you to be able to stay in business. And I would say these guys are heroes. I mean, if you look right now, like in 2018 to 2019, over 800 commercial facilities left California, probably from high taxes and a lot of regulations.
Yeah.
But also, you know, they probably had, you know, that was before COVID. And so then you made it through COVID. I mean, there's like an estimation of like 13,000 businesses that have left between 2009 and 2016. So if you've been able to figure out how to keep your business alive, that, hey, kudos to you, and we want to support you, and we want to help you get back going again. And it takes a lot of faith to run a business. It takes a lot of faith to believe that there's going to be money coming in, that God's providing for you, and the economy will come back. So let's encourage those guys that are local.
Yeah, that Absolutely. Is so good. There are a couple of other shops I wanted to give a shout out. You know, one of my favorite was when I went down there, I was thinking, oh, please still be open. And it was the Torch Blanche. I think that's how you say it. It's the home chef store where they have all the home chef toys that are so fun. And it was open, and they have a great supply. So keep them open and go down there and buy their merchandise so that if you want your, what is that, Le Creuset.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, those are such good cooking gear. Go get them. They have a whole, all the inventory, all the different colors, all the different sizes. So know that they are fully, their inventory is great, and they'll make some great holiday gifts.
Mm. Absolutely.
That's great.
Well, that's looks like we have another caller that's getting loaded up, so we'll take them in a minute. Any other stores? Or you have another one?
Yeah, you know, even though it's a corporate store called Free People, it specifically is a mercantile store that makes clothing that is anti-trafficking, anti-slavery apparel. Mm. It had beautiful textiles. Their storefront was just fabulous, and they've got a great inventory. It's called Free People. It's down there on Pack Ave.
Awesome. Well, it looks like we have another caller.
Excellent.
And that caller is Judith. Judith, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks a lot for taking in my call. Well, you guys are doing a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really low energy, so I didn't think I could call, but I have been looking for a local place because I thought that there were stores in this town that had, you know, advanced kitchen stuff. And I was going to call in. I was thinking, we don't seem to have a website. I want you to tell me the name of that kitchen place you just mentioned again.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. When
I go online and I look for a local place and I say local, or I say local, you know, business, I don't get it online, okay? All that comes up is the big box stores. You see what I'm saying? Isn't that what happens to you guys?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the things you need to do is also use a different search engine like DuckDuckGo or some of these other independent search engines that are not controlled by Google. When people say, oh, just Google it, you're actually saying, you know, just use the Kleenex. Like, just use the one that everybody uses, and then you're going to get the same results. So that's another important thing. What's the name of that store?
It's called Torch Blanche, or Blanche. And they say that the store is the place you could play with your food. I love the way that they advertise. You'll love that store. It has everything that any home chef could want.
Really? Because I'm looking. I need measuring spoons for 1/16 of an inch, and I can only get it on eBay. But Brian, it's Brandon. Joe does low energy. Of course, I only use DuckDuckGo.
Awesome.
Yeah. That'll work. Definitely work.
Yeah, that's great for championing our local merchants. I'm so glad that you asked the question and you called in.
How did you find the local merchants? How did you find them?
You get out of your car and you start walking.
But
Pack Ave.
Take your mask off and smile at people when they walk by.
There you go.
Spread cheer.
And there are new stores down at Pack Ave I'd never seen before. And down on Locust Street and Cedar, you just go on downtown. I know there's a downtown at 41st, too. There are a lot of the box stores, but they do have some local merchants within the 41st Ave Mall, too. Some of the kiosks have some local businesses. I mean, they're all locals that are working there, obviously, but most of them are larger brand name in the 41st, whereas down at Pack Ave, at least you have unique boutiques and stores that you won't see anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, will you tell me the story again? I wrote down Torch, and then I lost it.
Torche Blanche. I think it's French, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
Touche Blanche.
We will also have them on our show notes tonight on wakethebearradio.com.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. So we'll have links and addresses, things like that.
Thank you for doing that, Ron. Yeah, Ron's absolutely amazing. Keeps our show notes up.
Yeah. Now, if you want a bicycle this year, go down to Cycle Works. They have a great inventory of bikes. It's on Mission. It's not on Pack Ave. But I got both my grandsons. They have gliders, and their first pedal bikes came from there. They specialize mainly in mountain bikes, but they also have cruisers, and they have some road bikes, and they have some other things. One of the things I wanted to mention at O'Neill's, what they said was one of their biggest sales thing this year. I had never seen it. It's called a one wheel. Have you seen those little?
Oh, yeah.
They
those
look like
cool.
A hovercraft skateboard, and they are selling those. So just know that if you're looking for a one wheel this year, they've got a great selection at O'Neill's. And then finally, some of the merchants, Bunny's Shoes and the Hat Company. They are small businesses that are on the same side of the street as O'Neill's, and they really have beautiful inventory in jewelry and hats and caps and boots and shoes and gifts.
Awesome.
Wow, that's good.
Hey, we only have a couple more minutes, I think, before we wind down with our final thoughts. You know, what can you do? Well, what you can do is buy local.
Yeah.
And spread the word. Even Wake the Bear Radio has spread the word. The show before us, Elephant in the Room, and Mama Bear's
Mama
Radio.
Mama Bear's on Wednesdays.
You know, on Wednesdays. So, there's something anyone can do, or everyone can do. So give us some final thoughts, Brandon and Chris.
Well, I would agree that we're in crazy times right now, but we will win if we do not back down and we strategize well to take back this nation and take it back for God and for country and for people and and I really believe we're gonna see a shift happen really soon. Businesses are under attack, so get out there and do it, you know. I want to focus. Ron's right. It's Thanksgiving coming up. Yeah. So, we also wanted to encourage you. Hey, Thanksgiving, get together with friends and family. Don't be scared. Get rid of that fear and go be with family and have meals together. I'll tell you what, we have, no matter what, how hard things are, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, that's right. We do.
People are still breaking down the door to get into this nation. If you live in America, you have a ton to be thankful for. And I'm thankful to God for this nation and for the founders. I'm thankful to this town that I live in, and the people that I that are around me. I'm thankful for my wife and my daughter and my family. I'm thankful for a lot of stuff. It's important for us to really to speak those things out and declare what you're thankful for. It'll shift the atmosphere.
Yeah, we just want to say God bless America. Tonight has been Saving Main Street America, and we have been fighting for the heart of the American economy, and we have been championing the middle class, the small businesses, the local community, and our neighbors.
Join us next week. We're going to be with another amazing. We have a lot of other great topics coming. So
we'll just see what the news cycle pushes to the top.
Yep, exactly.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This has been Wake the Bear Radio on